Memory by Donald E. Westlake. Narrated by Stephen Thorne.
Chapter 1. After the show, they went back to the hotel room and to bed for the 17th time in 3 weeks. He had chosen her because being on the road with him, she was handy, and additionally because she was married, had already clipped the wings of one male, and could therefore demand nothing more from him than he was willing to give. Why she had chosen him, he neither knew nor cared. He was deep in clench-faced, sweaty blindness of physical passion when the hotel room door burst open, and what could only be the husband stormed in, top coat flaring behind him like Batman's cloak. He rose up from the mounded woman, smiling idiotically at the enraged face rushing toward him, thinking only, what a cliché, and so unable to take it seriously. Till the husband reached out one flailing hand and brought it back, lifting a chair, the legs pointing at four spots around his head, as though to frame him there symmetrically for eternity. And then he scrambled back and away from the woman, his hand slipping on her rubbery breast, and he cried out, "What are you doing?" And the nurse, dressed all in white, said, "Ah, there you are." She was smiling, looking down at him, pleased by his presence. Her teeth were wide and shiny, like enamel kitchen cabinets all in a row. The pale lips were an oval smile around them, but then the oval reversed to the comic exaggeration of a frown, and she said, "Oh, no, don't fade away again." "The teeth aren't real," he thought. There was nothing between the two thoughts, "What are you doing?" and "The teeth aren't real." No transition, no time lapse, no going to sleep and waking up, no explanation. The nurse had a face of leather, like a cowboy, but with a soft, round nose. She said,